It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, the story of synthetic diamonds. But first, a sting operation by the FBI and Secret Service has uncovered hundreds of thousands of counterfeit dollars. Much of it so expertly made that officials call it super notes. And what's especially intriguing is that the creator of this currency, mostly $100 bills, is North Korea. Stephen Mim writes about the counterfeiting in this coming Sunday's New York Times Magazine. He spoke earlier with Alex Jadwick from the studios of Georgia Public Radio in Atlanta.
Stephen Mim, you write that some of these bills are actually better than what we get out of the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing. How could that be?
It's possible because the level of engraving, the fineness of engraving that the North Koreans are producing is actually superior when you look at it under a magnifying glass than the real thing. So, for example, on the back of the $100 counterfeit note, the clock tower of Independence Hall is rendered more finely on the counterfeit than it is on the genuine note.
Your story says that these have been in circulation for about 15 years, and they are only detectable with very fine equipment, and it took quite a long time to figure out that they indeed come from North Korea. How did they manage to figure that out?
I think one of the key kind of junctures in this entire investigation began in the mid-1990s. As the regime started to go downhill economically, you began to have a growing tide of defectors who fled the regime. More often than not, they ended up in South Korea. Many of them were high-ranking officials. And when they started debriefing these folks, they began to get a fairly consistent story that there was, in fact, an enterprise to counterfeit U.S. currency, that it had begun with an ideological edge, and now as the regime was going downhill, it was making up a deficit, essentially. And a lot of the defectors started to steer people in the intelligence community toward a town outside Pyongyang called Pyeongsong, which is home to the National Mint Complex. And the National Mint Complex manufactures the North Korean currency, the won, but it also, defector accounts began to make clear, manufactured counterfeits of U.S. currency. The South Korean sources were able to piece that together in conjunction with their counterparts in this country as well.
The investigations led the U.S. government to investigate a bank that's based in Macau. That bank was ultimately shut down. It was said to be a bank very friendly to the higher officials in North Korea. And that act, you write, may have precipitated the kind of break-off in six-party talks that were supposed to be leading Korea to renounce or stop the building of nuclear weapons. I mean, it sounds like a weird kind of off-the-wall sort of enterprise, but this really matters, this counterfeiting.
It does. And to understand counterfeiting is in many ways to understand the North Korean regime. For decades now, they have been increasingly dependent upon illicit activities to underwrite their enterprises. And when we, and by we I mean the United States government and specifically the Treasury Department, hit this bank in Macau, Banco Delta Asia, we were essentially hitting the accounts of members of the regime's elite. In many respects, Kim Jong-il's under tremendous pressure now to get those accounts unfrozen. A lot of folks I've spoken to in the government and outside have suggested that that's one reason they walked away from the six-party talks. It's even a reason to some extent that they have resorted to the recent spate of missile tests to try to bring the United States back to the negotiating table. It's an odd strategy, perhaps, but one that they've honed and perfected over the years.
Can you see any effect of this counterfeit money on our economy, on the U.S. economy?
No, not an appreciable effect. It was originally thought of to be a much larger threat than it actually is. Its real threat, though, and one that I write about at some length, is that how do you negotiate with a country that's counterfeiting your currency? It makes it rather difficult because if there was ever a gesture of bad faith, that would be it. So it's played a much more important role on a diplomatic level than on an economic level.
Stephen Mim's story on North Korea and the counterfeiting of American currency is in the Sunday New York Times Magazine. Stephen Mim, thank you.
Thank you.